this is Nefertari on the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast network with a Nefcast, which is basically any random thoughts that are running around in my mind at the time. It has been raining here all week long. We have had storms pretty much every day. Last night we had more storms, but thankfully this weekend it's supposed to be clear, so they say, with no rain and no storms through Saturday or Sunday, which is hopefully going to happen. It will be a big relief if it does, because we have been trying to plant a garden for past, three or four weeks without much success. We've just gotten little bits of progress done at a time, because every single weekend for the past 3 to 4 weeks, it has stormed here. Spring in Arkansas definitely tends to be rainy and stormy. This I found out the hard way, not being here for very long. So I'm definitely looking forward to a sunny weekend where we can get outside in that garden and get things planted up. Speaking of gardens, there was something on the news this morning. I was watching our local news about how hunger is still a huge problem in our country. And I guess apparently it's a huge problem in Arkansas as well, even more so than the rest of the country. One of the things that I think people take for granted, and when you have celebrities like Bill Maher, who talks about the problem with obesity in this country and hunger and such, and you know, he says that people should stop eating McDonald's, people should eat healthier foods. What Mr. Maher doesn't understand is that a wide and vast majority of the people in this country are just not wealthy. People have budgets. When you take into account just the basic things that everybody has to take care of, you know, you got your rent and your insurances, you got your car insurance, your life insurance, you've got your homeowner's insurance, your health insurance, and then, of course, you have your utilities, your electric, and your phone, and your gas, and your water, and, you know, your cable, anything like that. By the time you've gotten all those things, your car payment, everything factored in, you have very little money left for that grocery budget. And if you walk into a supermarket right now, you'll see, looking at the produce aisle, which is, of course, the fresh fruits and vegetables, which is what we are supposed to have more of. But if you walk into that produce aisle, you'll see apples. Cheapest apple is like 99 cents a pound. Now, those little bitty apples, okay, they weigh very close to a pound each, so you're looking at a dollar per apple. Now, depending on your family size, if you want to buy one apple per person, I mean, even if you have like just a family of four, that's $4 to $5 just to give each member of your family one apple for one day. It's ridiculous. Whereas in comparison, you walk over to the pasta aisle and macaroni and cheese is three for a dollar. 33 cents. And it feeds a lot more. You have hot dogs, 10 in a package for, you know, 89 cents, 99 cents. And you wonder why people are not eating healthier foods. Well, this is why. People can afford these crappy, junky, carb-full foods that are not necessarily good for you. But the way the pricing is set up right now, you can't feed your family the more healthier foods. In comparison, like if you were to take a spaghetti dinner, you pay a dollar for the pasta, $2 for a pound of ground beef, and a dollar for the sauce. You've just fed your family on $4. Now, try to feed your family a meal of boneless, skinless grilled chicken breast and rice and steamed vegetables. You're going to end up paying $3.99 a pound for that chicken breast. If you need 2 pounds of chicken, that's $8 for the chicken. $2 to $3 for the vegetables that you're going to need, and another dollar for the rice. That's about $12 to $14 anywhere in there, which is 2 to 3 times the price of the other meal. When you consider that you have to not only balance your dinners, but also your lunches and your breakfasts, it really starts to add up. I mean, you're looking at $3 to $4 for a gallon of milk nowadays. I mean, just 1 gallon of milk. Now, depending on your family size, a gallon of milk can be gone within a day or two. So you're looking at 3 or 4 gallons a week. That's like, you know, $12 or $14 a week just for milk. So this is definitely a problem in our country, and it's something that we have to figure out a way to solve, because it has to be solved on a bigger level than just, you know, government subsidies, food stamps, and things like that, because not everybody wants to do that. Not everybody wants to take advantage of that. They don't want to take your tax dollars. But at the same token, and in the average family, like the middle class family that doesn't necessarily fall into that, it's still a real strain on the budget to make your house menu entirely healthy, having more fruits and vegetables. Now, for us, we've chosen to do a garden. Not everybody has the option to do their own garden. Making a garden takes time. It also takes space, which is something people in a city or in apartment complexes do not have. They don't have a yard in which they can plant their own garden. For those that do, it's a great option, but not everybody has it. So I don't know what the answer is. I wish I did. If I did, by gosh, I would be telling you right now, you know, what to do, but I don't know what to do. If anybody has any ideas what to do, I would be glad to have some feedback from you. Anyway, I have droned on about this long enough, so this is Nefertari signing off of today's Nefcast. Have a great day.